Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaikwan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Dallas County Conservation Director, Kurt Cable. And Kurt, really appreciate you taking the time to stop in today.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And some things to talk about here, of course, the Raccoon River Valley Trail Bridge, the portion in Adel, as many people are aware of, was unfortunately damaged by a fire recently. And so it's going to cost a lot of money to repair the bridge. And at the last supervisors meeting, you kind of put out a proposed timeline of what the conservation department is thinking about that, and again, how much money it will cost. So if you want to kind of just run through the next steps to let people know kind of what's going on there.
Right. Yep. There's a lot of variables still at play here. So funding, and then, you know, a timeline. We got to get permits for certain portions of this repair, being that we're in a floodplain. Sometimes those permits can take a while to attain. The first step is getting the engineer out there and doing some of the preliminary work, which then we can start getting those permits lined up. But going back to the cost, you know, it's almost a $900,000 project. There's 150 feet on the east side of that bridge that we got to replace. So we got to put in a new abutment and span that length all the way to that first concrete pier where the fire was kind of stopped. So it's again, very expensive repair, and it's going to take some time. We're kind of looking at early to late spring, early summer. Like I said, there's a lot of variables. So I think at the absolute best case scenario would be that we open it in May, and that is at the earliest. Mm-hmm. Assuming that we can get the funding in place and the permits in a timely manner. So, yeah, a lot at play. A lot at play. We're still trying to figure out the funding portion of it. We're trying to collect donations. People can go to our website and can donate now. They could also write checks to Dallas County Conservation Board, Dallas County Conservation Foundation. Either one will work. We'll make sure it goes into the right account to be used for that bridge repair.
Yeah. And, you know, so have you gotten any, I'm sure you have, donations from any entities that kind of help out in any way, or?
There's been talks, but yeah, we haven't directly received any large donations like that yet.
Okay. And then I know, obviously, I've talked with Luke Hoffman over at the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, but with the Bay Coon ride taking place in June, I know, obviously, it, you know, goes through Adel, and he talked about there's going to be a little bit of a pivot. So just to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The plan was to have the trail open for that day so that they could use the trail to get into Waukee. So props to Luke for figuring out how to get around it. You know, him and his team, they worked hard to figure out a solution. So I'm glad they were able to find one that will work. We will still have a portion of that trail open starting at Prospect Avenue going into Waukee. So we'll have that part open like we had planned. But again, that section will then get shut back down the following day so they can continue with repairs on that phase four rehab project.
Awesome. Well, thanks for detailing that. In terms of other projects that are going around or just that you guys are working on, what are some other things that you're doing right now?
Yeah, we've had some cool projects lately, looking at Vaux Nature Area as well as Keene Conservation Area. We have forest management plans on both of those areas. So we had somebody come out and provide us with a lot of great scientific-based information where we can kind of pinpoint the areas that we need to improve, be it TSI or whatever it might be, removing invasives in certain areas. So a lot of good work there. We've had a lot of volunteer groups in those areas. So if you've been out there lately, you'll be able to tell a difference from, you know, 5 years ago. Okay. So another thing on the horizon that we're looking at is putting in a conservation center at Keene. This is to support our environmental education program. It provides them a place to conduct their programs year round. Right now there's so many schools in Dallas County and they just keep growing. Mm-hmm. So the field day season, you know, is usually from September in the fall to October, but we're starting to see that kind of creep into November, and you know how the temperatures get and the weather in early fall. And then same thing in the spring, starting in March and going into the end of May. So that timeline of getting those kids in has, you know, it's a really tight fit for them to get in. If there's a rain day in there or a day that they have to reschedule, you know, this would allow us to kind of continue to do that year round and not have to worry about weather as much. It's also going to be there's not really a great place out there for, you know, people to seek shelter in case of a storm. Mm-hmm. And this would provide an area for that as well. So that's kind of one of the big reasons why we want to do that. So yeah, we're going to start our fundraising push on that at some point soon. And
Okay. We're
going to look at getting a fundraising committee put together and try to figure out how we can raise some money for this.
Awesome. No, that sounds really exciting. Again, speaking here with the Dallas County Conservation Director, Kurt Cable. And Kurt, I know obviously you guys always, you know, you have programs year round, but now as we gear it for the summer, I'm sure there's lots of things coming up.
Yeah. Our environmental ed team, they have if you were to go on our website, you can find a list of our programs. I think we have them on Facebook as well.
Okay.
But yeah, they always have cool stuff out there. We have a great team of naturalists that, you know, we always hear positive feedback on their program. So I encourage you, if you haven't been to any of them, go out and try it. They do a great job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, just looking at some of the stuff coming up. Yeah, and like you said, especially with the summer, there's perfect time to get outdoors and experience nature. So, well, thank you so much, Kurt, for stopping in and telling us kind of next steps with the bridge and things that you guys have on the horizon. I know you're a busy guy, so really appreciate you taking the time to stop and talk with me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, that is the Dallas County Conservation Director, Kurt Cable, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.